Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
We apologize, y'all, for that horrible technical difficulty. The computer wanted to update. How crazy is that? It's all good, though, because it's perfect timing for my next question.
All right, now.
What do you think about the
Benjamin, you do what you have to flip furniture over.
Go ahead, Tyrone. What do you think about the Jay-Z allegations?
Jay-Z allegations. This is how I feel, man. I feel like parents should be like brought into court or questioned or there should be charges on parents for having their 13-year-old daughters around grown-ass men. Like, it can't all be on, and these are just allegations, right? Mm-hmm. I don't care who the person is. Even if you a big rap star, R. Kelly, Puff Daddy, if your teenage child is in a room full of grown men, I think the parents should be prosecuted. I bet you if there was a law that said if your minor child is raped, boy or girl, the parents are going to be held responsible. You too are going to do some jail time for, you know what, being a negligent parent, neglecting your child. Why is a 13-year-old child at a party or with anybody? Where are your parents, little girl? What's going on?
Well, that would assume that people have good parents. At all, or present parents.
Yo, bad parents need to be prosecuted.
But what if the parents not even present, though? Like, some kids are raising themselves, or they're in bad situations. They could be, so, like, that would be hard to do if you, like, I was in a foster care, so it doesn't, everybody don't have ideal situations. How about we just don't rape kids?
How about kids not be around grown-ass people?
Well, grown people don't rape kids. Rapists rape kids.
Grown people don't rape kids. Rapists rape kids. So you calling Jay-Z a serial rapist?
No, I'm saying just because a kid is in a room with grown people doesn't mean they're going to get raped. Now, man, if they're in a room with a rapist, they're probably going to get raped, no matter how old they are.
I see what you're saying. But see, this is what I'm saying. Like,
but I do think that parents need to have more control of their children. But I don't. That's in the ideal situation. Everybody doesn't have a great home life. So to assume that a 13-year-old is at a party and their parent just knows. There are 13-year-olds that roam the streets all the time and go where the fuck they want to go. Their parents don't know.
Well, their parents should be arrested. Because I know where my 13-year-old daughter at. I mean, no, she's 14, but I know where she at.
I'm a great parent, so I know where mine is, too. Mm-hmm. My mom wasn't that great of a parent, so I was everywhere. We would hope that everybody was great parents and they would keep an eye on their kids and they would just do what they're supposed to do. First of all, everybody shouldn't procreate. That's number one.
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody ain't clean and sober and in their right mind and mentally stable and just great parents. They just not.
They should be prosecuted.
And there should not be rapists out there either.
It's going to be rapists, murderers.
And it's going to be bad parents.
Con artists. Yeah. And guess what? All those people I named, they all get arrested for doing their bad crimes. I think being a bad parent is a crime and you should be held accountable. I remember when I was a kid going to school, nothing happened to you. I remember when I was in elementary school, I think I got a little older, maybe like sixth grade. I look back at my transcripts. I think I must have been in kindergarten or first grade. I must have missed like 57 days of school. And I was wondering to myself, how in the hell can a 6-7-year-old kid miss 57 days of school? That's bad parenting. Mm-hmm. Now, the way they got the law set up, if you miss 3 or 4 days, bro, your parents are going to get questioned. They'll call the Charlotte Mecklenburg police and try to find, like, what's up with y'all? Like, y'all ain't good parents. We're going to take the child away. Mm-hmm. You might have to go to court. Like, it gets sticky. All I'm saying is I guarantee you if there was a law to hold parents accountable for their kids being fast in the ass, none of these allegations would be coming out 10, 20 years later where, oh, yeah, by the way, this happened to me. But if that child knew that their parents would be held accountable as well in court, they wouldn't be saying shit. Like, yo, I don't give a, maybe I'm a terrible person, but my daughter can't come to me 10 years from now and say, daddy, I got something to tell you. I was raped when I was 14. I'm gonna be like, oh, well, you good now? You strong?
Wow.
You alive, you breathing, you okay?
Why?
Because you should have said something when
it's
you was
not
14.
That easy.
Well, it's gonna have
why
to be.
Why?
Because two wrongs don't make a right. If something happened to you, you
why
need to
is
speak
that
up.
Wrong? Do you know how hard? See what? Do you see what you're saying right now?
This is getting
do you
harder.
Understand how hard it would be for somebody to come and say that, knowing that they're gonna get dragged, or you shouldn't be
how
fast.
You get
shouldn't.
Dragged?
They get dragged every day of the fucking week when they come out and say they was raped or something.
Let me ask
you. Oh,
this.
I bet you. Oh, she was being fast. Oh, she shouldn't have been over there. It ain't a bitch fast enough in this world for a nigga to fuck with her if he don't want to fuck with her.
That's
you can't
true.
Be that fat. If you a grown ass man and you don't like fucking little girls, you don't fuck little girls. I don't care how fast she is. You tell her to take her fast ass home.
Are both of these on equal playing fields? A 13-year-old comes out 15 years later and says she was raped, or just yesterday a 27-year-old says she was raped by the same man. Which one holds more
He's
value?
He's a fucking rapist.
Or are they both equal?
They're both equal.
How?
Now we got two people together saying that this motherfucker's a rapist.
Yeah, but damn.
There's no statute of limitations for a reason.
I'm not good with analogies, but all I'm saying is it would be way more believable if somebody said last night Jay-Z was accused of this crime. Versus,
I'm not saying that
in the year 2000.
I'm just talking about rapists in general. I'm not talking about Jay-Z in this particular scenario.
Oh, I'm talking about
Jay-Z.
This happened 24 years ago. How 24 years ago you get the courage to say some shit you couldn't say 24 years prior? My nigga,
and I'm not saying that you're wrong, but I'm saying if my child, I don't give a fuck. I'm saying this to you because I was molested as a child, and my mother just found out last year. I never told her. I wasn't gonna tell nobody. But I was forced to tell it.
A lot of people hold on to shit like that. A lot
it's
of
not
people,
even about
boy,
holding on to it. It's just like,
women.
What they gonna do?
You don't know what they gonna do if you don't. It ain't right. It's not
I told
okay.
some people, but nothing happened. It doesn't matter.
At least you said something to
and,
somebody.
And, but it still came back and nobody that mattered knew. No, the people that I trusted as a 12-year-old didn't say anything to the people that it mattered to tell them.
So when you came and told your mom years later,
last year,
did that still change anything?
It changed something for her because she was upset that I didn't tell her. She was upset that she trusted that person.
I understand that.
I would be pissed as a parent. But to tell somebody that they should do something in the manner that you would do it is
That's some real Scorpio shit. If you ain't doing it the way I'm thinking you should do it, then you're doing it wrong.
Obviously.
What the fuck? I would be pissed. Can't none of my kids come to me 10 years. And the relationship that I have with my kids, we talk about everything. I'm their best friend.
That's not something that's easy to talk to anybody about, especially not your dad.
Well, it's going to have to be in my household.
Because
if not, then
you got to imagine a little girl being scared that her dad's going to do something and then your dad's not going to be there.
No, we're not going to go crazy. We're going to take the proper channels.
Shitting me. If my child tell me somebody touched him, I'm unaliving them.
You're not going to do anything.
I'm military trained. You crazy
you
if you think
call
I ain't.
The police
no,
like
I'm
the military
not gonna call
taught
the police.
You to do. The military,
the military
ain't
tell
teach
me
you to
kill
nobody. They ain't tell you to kill a citizen. They told you to go through the proper channels. You can't get upset with some. I ain't never been in the military, but I know if somebody in the military get into an argument with each other, you can't just haul off and
that's an argument. We're not talking about an argument.
I'm talking about any. It's an altercation.
If somebody does something to my children, I promise you I'm going to jail. And I will not even think twice about it. There is not even a bone in my body that would care about going to jail. Not one. Wouldn't even consider not killing them.
Oh my God.
That's a fact.
What?
I don't play about my kids at all. I might play about a lot of stuff, but my kids, mm-mm. Not even a little bit.
Man, fuck them kids. That's how I feel.
Nah.
I ain't about to risk my fucking life for some kids.
If I risk my life for a country, you think I ain't gonna risk it for my kids?
Risk your life crazy. For the country.
Yeah.
You made that decision though.
Yeah, and I'll make the decision to kill somebody about my kids.
Kids are here. Country is, you know what I mean?
Exactly. So nothing if I did this, you think I ain't gonna do that? That's
you
insane.
Kill people in the military?
That's insane.
I'm about to leave.
If you think that I made an oath.
Did you arm somebody?
If you think I made an oath.
Didi was out here.
And went to Afghanistan and risked my life over a country. You don't think, and you don't think I ain't going to do it for my kids? You crazy.
Was out here getting it. Give me some. I love it.
Yeah, right.
Sitting next to a real killer,
goddamn. What you was out there? We got to have a whole new podcast session. I want to know because I'll be watching movies.
If y'all don't have no kids, if you ain't ready to risk your life for them. That's all I'm saying.
Nah, hell nah, man. Fuck them kids, man. Don't let them kids put you in a situation where you can't get out of it,
man. I'm talking about somebody touches my children.
I don't give a damn. Somebody molests my kids, bro. We got to, yo, that's why they got the law. They got police. They got military. They got things you got to go through as a citizen. You ain't got to take somebody's life for doing something they addicted to. These people are fucking out of their mind.
They should be dead then.
No,
all seeds ain't good seeds. You crazy.
Need to be...
Y'all better read the Bible because God off some people because they shouldn't have never been born.
Damn.
Read Esther. Mordecai. Please read it.
I thought it was Exodus.
Esther. Read the book of Esther. And read about Mordecai.
I just seen some shit about Moses.
Some bloodlines were supposed to be stopped because they are evil. Believe me, I know some. I dated them. Anyway,
please don't here on the Court Queen podcast. We do not promote.
Yes, we do.
Bursting with comedy, though.
So on a lighter note, because you're a married man, and I hope you would kill for your wife and protect her.
Oh yeah, that's my baby.
Yeah,
oh
but
yeah,
your
it's
kid,
going
fuck
down.
The kid. God damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you tour a lot, right? You like you're on tour for comedy. Yeah, for sure. How is it like? Is it hard to maintain a relationship? In a marriage while you're like gone so much?
No, my wife is my wifeager. Yeah, you know, that's a real term, wifeager. Yeah, she's my wife and manager.
Okay.
So she kind of gave herself that term for real. Cause I'm an asshole for real. You see how I'm talking about my kids. So it took me like 5 years to come to the realization that my wife was actually helping me with my comedy career. Like she was a part of it. Because for so long, I'm like, nah, nigga, I do comedy and you just my wife. Like you just with me. You know what I'm saying? But I did this. I did this. Mm. I started comedy. I tell these jokes. I get on stage. I get the bookings. She said, yo, man, this is a partnership. We do comedy. We are getting these bookings. It ain't all about you. She said, if it was all about you, Tyrone, what you gonna be doing on August 6th? August 6th is her birthday. I'm not allowed to book any comedy on that day or that weekend or that week. So she right about that. So I have to make sacrifices. But for us in particular, it's not hard because she tries to make it. I say out of the last 10 years, she's been to at least 90% of all of my shows.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes I have to tell her, babe, you ain't got to come to this one. It's going to be some bullshit. You know what I mean? It's
why you didn't tell her that last Thursday? No, I'm sorry.
You're supposed to give me five every time you say a funny, my nigga. That's hilarious. I was about to say that, but nah, she comes. She gonna come. You know what I'm saying? Because she's my brand ambassador. Okay. And it took me a long time to accept that, to realize that. But she had to keep putting it, sticking it through my thick ass skull. Man.
So, you know, I'm glad you said that. She's your wifeager.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be considered mixing business and pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel about that? Because I hear this all the time, especially from Black people, which I don't understand. You shouldn't mix business with pleasure. How do you feel about that?
I think when that term to me means that you're single and you like try to fuck the wait staff, or you want to have sex with the manager of the club, or you want to have sex with the female comedian over there. Like that's mixing business with pleasure. But when you already committed with somebody, it ain't, I'm just doing it with the woman I've been doing it with for the past decade. So,
because I used to always had this conversation with people because I'm like, well, ain't that what white people do? Like they make sure that everything is in the family. Like they literally always make sure the family is good with the business. But Black people say, oh, no, I can't do business with you because we related or we together. And I'm like, but that's how you're supposed to work to build the generational wealth.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Master P was doing that when he first started. He hired all his family members, but then he fired them.
Yeah, because they didn't qualify. Yeah, I mean, yeah, which is understandable.
Yeah, but at least he started doing it the right way, which is, you know, what we should be doing. But yeah, if it don't work out, I think white people try to hide the fact that they're family members ain't doing a good job.
Right.
Remember that Netflix thing from South Carolina? It was a family of attorneys or something, and they ended up.
Yes.
You see that?
I forgot the name of that, but I know what you're talking about. That was crazy. Mm-hmm. I know what movie, which show you're talking about.
Instead of just firing his brothers and all the people that wasn't good at what they was doing, now they in prison.
Right.
Because Johnny wasn't a good executive attorney or whatever. Like, come on, man. Just hire somebody who's going to do their job instead of trying to put a stronghold on the community because your family name is behind it.
But right? You're right, because like what I experienced was the dude was just trying to fuck everybody. Mm. So he tried to make it so, we can't do business and pleasure because it's not going to look right. No, because you was out here just fucking everybody. That's what that was.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I get it now.
So that would be a red flag. Yeah, if I was always like, nah, babe, don't come to this show. You ain't got to come. You ain't got to come on the road. Then I would be looking suspect. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to mingle and all this. But nah, man, I want my baby there. Not because I'm going to have sex with her, but because she makes my world better.
Mm.
Like, if I have a rough set, my baby going to be there to hug me afterwards and say, baby, it's okay.
Right.
You know, you didn't do good. The crowd wasn't into it, but we got them next time. And she my hype person. Like, before I go on stage, we got a little handshake where we give dap and then we burst them down. She always say, burst them down, baby. So I'll be hype. You know what I'm saying? She send me out there ready to go crazy. So
yeah,
I love having her around. And she's funny.
She is hilarious.
She'll tell me a lot of shit before the show. I'll just be in conversation. I won't even tell her. I'm like in my head, like, yeah, I'm going to say that when I get on stage. she be saying some wild shit.
She is hilarious.
Yeah, that's my dog. I love her, man. But she coached me and taught me how to be that man, because for some reason, men just want to have their own shit. I wanted to hold on to comedy so bad. Like, nah, you can't have this. God damn it. But nah, she was like, nah, nigga, give me some of that shit, nigga. I don't care that I met you when you was 2 years in.
You know what?
Here now, so.
Hey, I know that's right. Get them, girl.
Yeah, she
did. I love
that.
Your wife. She's awesome. I do. She's amazing.
She the one that got me here not 10 minutes late, but 7. She said, you better not stop. Didi gonna be mad. You need to go straight there, Tyrone. Don't stop getting no liquor. Just go there.
No, and I got a whole bar here.
Man.
Okay, so I was listening to something. I think may have been a Breakfast Club. I don't remember. But they was talking about how women are easily, like they easily leave marriages.
Women easily leave marriages.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, I, of course, there's always this study. I think it's like 80% of divorces are filed by women. Why do you think that is?
Man, women are hard to please all the time. Women have a standard, yo. Like, you ever like meet a dude and the first 3 to 6 months is amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, you go out to eat all the time. The dates be funny. The sex is good. The conversation is banging. Everything is on point.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've been with that person and then you like 5 years later, it start getting stale as hell. Like, y'all don't go on dates no more. And the conversations ain't that good. And he ain't as funny as he used to be. And like, women is like, you know what I'm saying? They're like, yo, what's up, man? Like, what happened to the first 6 months? You got to court your woman for the entire time you have her. And when you stop doing that, that's when she's going to file for divorce on your dumb ass.
I think
80% of women, 80% of women are just like, yo, look, man, you ain't the person you used to be. You know what I'm saying?
Is something wrong?
Because we talking about that real shit. You know what I'm saying?
So I don't know if that's necessarily true. I do believe that women do require a lot.
Okay. That's one that you agree with me on.
I do believe that.
So why are they filing for
divorce? But I think
the
divorce thing has something to do with the just being tired of being walked all over. Most of the time, women have gotten cheated on multiple times. They aren't getting help with a lot of stuff. It's always most of the time financial. A lot of men aren't pulling their weight financially. And they just tired. And they have options now. It's not like back in the day where men literally were leading everything.
Okay.
Literally, they had to have a man sign for everything. They had to have a man there to get anything.
Yep.
Now women are more self-sufficient and they're not putting up with things that they don't necessarily have to. Not saying that they aren't, they shouldn't fight harder for certain stuff, but some stuff I just don't think you should have to go through. Because people say, well, you got to go through stuff like in the marriage. Yeah, that don't mean you fucking other people.
I know, yeah.
Like that, I can handle anything. But that, I, listen.
So you agree with me?
You're saying like they just got to be entertained. Like you got to take them out on dates and all this. And no, you don't all, do that.
No, I'm saying that's when everything was cool. This was before the guy started cheating and not helping out financially and all, everything was cool. But then down the line, if you having sex with other women and you ain't helping out financially and everything that you said, that means that you're not courting your woman anymore. You're not making her your priority in your life. You're not, you know, courting to her needs and things like that. And then all that other bullshit starts to come when you cheating and you stepping out and you're not handling your bills and you act like you don't care and you're getting stepping on your woman and she tired of it. And I was like, yo, listen, man, if you ain't going to give me what I wanted when I signed up for this marriage, then I'm out of here. So that's what it is. Men have a hard time keeping up and upholding their agreement to forever be the man they are supposed to be for their woman. Down years later, you start to fall off and relax. Like, oh, I got her. It's cool. Mm. I'm not about to. I know it's our date night, but I'm going to chill and play this video game tonight. Mm. I'm going to call my homeboy and see if he want to get up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just stop making your lady number one. And when you start doing that, then women like you said, we got options. Now, I got money. I don't need your money. Your money ain't working any fucking way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to just be single, go through it. And now, this is my thing. A part two to this question is, I believe that 80% of those women that are filing for divorce have low self-esteem.
Why you say that?
Because I'm just making this number up in my head, but 88% of the time when women file for divorce, they're going to be with a dude named Marcus within the next 3 months.
What?
I'm not understanding how, and it's crazy to me how fast women could leave a situation and get right back in another situation in less than a year.
And you then think when women move fast? I think men do.
Nah.
All the women I know was like, oh, I have to heal. I'm going on this celibacy journey. And I heal from what? You sick? What the fuck? Life is too short. What do you mean?
I think women be jumping in and out of relationships quick as hell, bro. Super quick.
I think men do that.
Nah, men will probably mingle and have friends with benefits like a lot. But it takes a lot for a man to be emotionally invested in you to where he wants you to be as woman. Well, okay. That shit takes time.
Maybe I'm thinking men going like sleeping with women.
Oh,
like,
no, yeah, that's not. I'm talking about,
you're talking like about an actual relationship.
Yes, a woman would divorce her husband and be in a whole relationship with another nigga in like less than a year. I'm saying that's less than a year is giving you the benefit of the doubt. That shit really be like 3 months later for real.
Tyrone!
No, for real. That shit is crazy.
Well, you want to know why, though? I'm going to tell you why that probably does happen, though.
They have low self-esteem.
No, it's because they checked out way before they got divorced.
Oh, for sure.
Like, way before.
Yeah, so they was cheating, too, then.
No, not cheating. They already
had Marcus on the back dial.
No, yeah. They was already done, so it's like they've been single for years.
Women are so good at that.
And they finally, now they dating, because I've been with this one. I've been married, but maybe 2 years ago, I checked out.
What a great clarification. You representing for the ladies tonight. That was
I'm
awesome.
Just saying that's because we don't just up and leave one day. This shit been piling
that's a
up.
Fact. That's a fact. You so right about that.
And it's like, okay, I got, and then, oh, I'm finally free. Oh, I'm out this
week.
Hey, Marcus.
Yeah. Yeah, you right about that. They'll check out in your face and think anything cool. What you want to eat tonight, Gerald? You want your spaghetti that you love?
What's the comment saying? Where we at? On which platform? YouTube. Let me see what the people saying. What's the people saying?
Women will check out.
Yeah, it's over with.
And still treat. That's how white women be killing their husbands and shit. Poisoning them.
Oh, Misty Soul Art says, most women probably suffer in silence for a long time
you said.
In the outside, it looks like she left out the blue. Yep.
That's what you said. That was spot on. Thank y'all for clarifying that. Because from a man's point of view, it's like, bitch, you owe. The fuck? How you leave him and then just jump in another relationship? Like, bitch, what?
Erica Jerry said, you can date while healing. It's a process. Doctors prescribe you medication while you're sick, right? Most women move on due to silently and mentally being absent from the relationship. Yep.
Yeah, that's three of y'all. That's good. See?
Oh, Erica, that's a good one. She said, men become emotionless while a woman is hurting, so we have to become numb.
Mm. Yep. That's real. I'm glad that now I know.
Look, so I'm glad Erica's on here because she sent in a topic, and I'm going to try to tell you what the topic is so that you can give me your spiel on it, what you think about it.
Absolutely.
So
I'm here for it. Let's do it.
And I'm going to, full disclosure, I have experienced this before. Ooh. So I want you to tell me how you feel about it. So, okay, as a single woman with a child, well, I have kids, but one's grown. If I were to stop dating a guy who stepped,
how long you been dating this guy?
Let's say me and this guy dated for 5 years.
Okay.
And this is hypothetical to y'all because my son dad is very active. So we ain't gonna put that out there.
Like on the camera, like though.
So my child, let's just say let's say I got two kids. One of them is 12. One of them is 6.
Okay,
let's just say that.
And you got out of a relationship. 5 year
relationship.
So that means the 12-year-old was how old at the time?
Don't make me do public.
I need all that. Okay, was 7 and 1. Okay. Right.
Okay.
5 years go by.
Right.
Okay, cool.
So let's say that their dad is not active. So I start, but the guy that I've been dating for 5 years have been active in their life.
Cool.
He stepped up, played the role he's filling in.
Stepdaddy of the year.
So me and this 5 year dude break up.
Ooh, why y'all break up?
We don't know. That's
all. Oh, that's crazy.
I start dating another guy.
Oh. That fat. Here you go. Not you that checked
out. I ain't saying no timeline. Shut up. Start dating another guy. And this guy is upset because my ex is still actively involved with my children.
Damn.
Should that be a reason? Like, should it be a reason for somebody not to want to be involved with me because my ex, who is not the biological father of my children, wants to still be involved with the kids because he has a relationship with these kids?
Yeah, that's a problem. Let me tell you something about men, ladies.
Okay.
We got trust issues.
Mm-hmm.
I got trust issues so bad, I swear to God, my wife can't have no male friends unless they gay as hell. I'm talking about they got to be real gay, not that fake gay shit. Like,
but
this
we're not
dude,
friends. He's just involved with the kids because their dad's not there.
This but is, I don't trust that shit.
But are you going to? But are that. Is this guy, the new guy stepping in to fill in this gap?
For sure. If he got a problem with the ex stepdaddy, hell yeah, he's stepping in and taking over.
But what if he's not?
Role.
What if it's new and he's not? He hasn't gotten to that point.
Then
yet.
He's bugging. You gotta put him straight. Like, yo, you're not doing nothing for my kids. This man has known my kids since my oldest was 7 and my youngest was 1, and he's been providing for them. They call him dad because their real dad never stepped up. So unless you're gonna take this role and love my kids the way my ex loved my kids, then you have no say. And how I handle my children.
So would you say that, because I'm always looking at the kids' best interest, right?
Yeah.
So even if, let's say we 6-7 months down the line and now he wants to step up, like let's say this was never an issue, right? Now he wants to step up and now he wants me to cut off the person, but that person, like that's all my kids know.
Yeah, so I mean, if you want your relationship to work, you're gonna have to abide by what your new man is asking you to do. Because nowadays your 12-year-old probably got a cell phone, or he gonna get one for Christmas this year when he turned 13, turning a teenager, so he could text his stepdaddy. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not talking about I'm gonna be involved with the dude. I'm talking about his relationship with them.
Yeah, I know, but see. Here's the thing. What I'm assuming is the new dude is like, yo, look, man, buddy can't be coming over here dropping off McDonald's and taking them to the park and shit. Like,
but what if that was their real dad doing it though?
That's cool. That's
why?
Okay.
But the real dad is non-existent. So this guy is actually like their real dad.
But 6-7 months down the line, your new man wants to step up and take over that role, right?
Somebody calling in.
I see what you're saying. I guess it ain't.
Because I don't know what would be the issue if he's just taking care of the kids. Okay, we got Carla. What's up? What's your name? What you got?
Yeah.
Hey, this is D. This is Erica.
Hey, Erica.
Okay.
Hi. Okay, so I understand what his concept is, and I understand what you're saying, like you explained it to him correctly, but you're just now dating this person. So this person has to develop that timing with your kids, that relationship, for him to be able to start making those delegations. And if you're only 3, 4, 5, 6 months in, takes a good 7, 8, 9 months to make a good relationship stability. How you want to call the shots and cut a relationship with the children and a step-parent off when you have not been able to step up in that plate yet?
That's true. Now, I see what y'all saying. Y'all set me straight because this is strictly kids to your ex. This ain't got nothing to do with the female.
You being involved at all. Yeah, you're not being involved.
Okay, that's brilliant. That's beautiful. A man would be ignorant. And just something wrong with him. Like, girl, he probably gonna stab you next year if he don't think that this is okay. Because this is my thing. Like, it's okay if he come to get the kids. Let's say he want to take them out this Saturday night. He want to take them to see movies and take them out to eat afterwards. Mm-hmm. That's cool, but you can't go.
No, we ain't trying to go with him.
No,
we like just ever. Want him to stay. No, we just want him to stay involved with the kids.
If he bring them to the park,
not being funny, it's like saying that's her baby daddy technically, but there's no relationship. He knows you're dating. Your person you're dating should know that and have that mindset maturity. And that's why I was telling Ms. D, our culture has gotten away from that it takes a village mindset because everybody wants to be territorial now.
Yeah. That's true. That's very immature for somebody to be like, no, he can't play with the kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of nigga? He been playing with these kids since they was little.
While a woman is newly dating, oh, you need that man, or that man needs to be in them kids' lives, and I can't deal with you. This ain't something we can do. But it's like, where's your manly maturity? Because if your baby mama is newly dating somebody, and these are your bio kids, you're not gonna stop that man from helping your baby mama if he's in the household with your baby mama. As well as if the vice versa, you want somebody to be there to help your baby mama because you're not there anymore.
That's right.
I think it, like you said, it takes a level of maturity, and it takes a person who really is interested in dating someone with kids, because those dynamics can change depending on the structure of the family and all that. So that comes with it. Like, if you're dating somebody with kids, this shit just might happen.
Yeah.
You just never know.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
I see it as, if you got kids, she got kids, you should be mature to understand it because you are that absent parent, not in the household with your own kids now. But when you try to reverse it in the beneficial way of saying what you can't do dating because this person's ex person is taking care of kids that are not bio theirs, why are you using that as a standing point to say you can't date this mom when someone's dating your kid's mom and you're not there? So that's why I say getting it from a man was a better point of view, because that does show that man maturity is not fully developed as they think they are.
Yep.
And we don't have the village no more because of these type of things now with men.
That's right. If I'm in that situation, shit, I'm trying to up one on the ex-stepdaddy. He took him to the movies. Damn it, I'm going to shoot a movie with him. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
Like, now it's a competition. I want to see if I can have more fun. Because like you said, 6 months in, that ain't a lot of time for the kids to get comfortable with the new guy. Right. Like, a lot of kids will like they stepdad so much. It's like, man, forget this new dude. Like,
when
I don't like him.
To me, because I even grew up with that. When your stepdad's been around 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, plus years, a 1 year relationship with a mom is not gonna count compared to that.
That's right.
I'm still gonna be looking at you now that I'm a teenager, like who you is, what you got going on, what's your agenda with my mama.
That's right.
And now you're a teenager, you're developing, you're understanding. These aren't kids, babies or toddlers anymore. These are big kids.
Right.
So kids are gonna be standoffish and receptive anyways to see if they even want to deal with you. And what if that child never accepts you to deal with you?
Yep, that's a fact. And I believe that kids, they love hard too. Kids love unconditionally. There's no conditions with children. Like, they don't see, a lot of times, they don't see color or money. It's all about, are you a good person? Do you yell at me? Do you try to raise your hand to me? Like, do I feel comfortable around you? Like, kids love harder than adults a lot of times, man. So their love is extremely genuine.
Yeah.
So to to have that man leave and then somebody else come in. Like, you got to earn that the children's love. You got to earn it. They got to want to love you, not that you forcing it on them or whatever. But yeah, man, no, I see that it is a maturity thing for sure, man. There's no way a guy going to be able to tell a mother what she can and can do with her children. Like, if this man was in their life and he want to come spend time with them, that's okay. If a man ever say anything crazy, like, no, you can't be coming around here because nah, bro. First of all, what are you, 19? Like, what are you talking about, bro? Relax, man.
And the worst part is that you're basically now making a mom feel like she's undateable because you're giving her that feeling that men are not going to accept that parent being there to be helpful to her at her village. Now you're making that mom feel like there's no dating pool out here for her.
But I feel like when you are in the dating pool, or that woman is dating, that's something that needs to be discussed on the first date. Mm. Especially if you know that this brother you might want to take him serious or he really like you. That's something you have to get out the way in the forefront, at least between dates 1 and 3. You got to let him know, hey, listen, this is my situation, right? The biological father was never in their life. I just got out of a really serious relationship with my ex. And my kids love that man. They treat him as if he's their real father. Mm-hmm. So he will be around the kids. He wants to spend time with them. He don't want to lose that relationship. So I need you to be okay with that. Is that something that you're okay with? Because if not, then this could be our last date. Because you're not about to string me along and then...
That's the firm understanding in the beginning. Yeah. Because also the second part, which is like you guys were talking about before we got to this topic, the immaturity of how is a woman already dating and she's already checked out a relationship or the emotions have changed. She's no longer there mentally. It's like saying, oh, he was cheating on you. Now you broke up. You're with me. You know what he did to you. He dogged you out. He tried you. He cussed you out. Like, you know, the negative stuff that come with some relationships. Oh, your kids seeing all of that. Your kids was exposed to that. But your relationship with your child and the spouse should not be the same because of what they went through with you. The kids and him got a whole different relationship from what the parent got.
Yep.
So they try to use that as a man maturity of saying why they feel that's a negative reason he shouldn't be around the kids.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But yeah, that ain't got, hey man, we can't justify why the kid, I mean, the kids gonna make up their own mind. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Yep. My kids can't stand when their mother is in a relationship with somebody who don't treat them right. You know what I'm saying? I remember my son, he's 18 now. He was telling me when he was little, he hated one of his mother boyfriends. Like, I couldn't stand that dude. He was so mean. He would always yell at me. Like, you know what I'm saying? And those are real emotions. Those are real feelings, man. Yeah. So the kids have to make that decision. It ain't you keeping them with the ex or keeping them away from. That's what the kids want. You love your kids. That's you're going to do anything that they want to do, man, for real.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Erica, for calling them. Appreciate the question.
Yeah. Clarification.
You're welcome. No problem.
You guys have a good night.
You too. That was good, Tyrone. Look at you giving some good advice out here.
Yeah, y'all helped me give it because at first I ain't understand the question. I'm like, wait a minute. No, we're not doing that. this dude can't be around nothing. But he just here for the kids.
Man. Right. Fred, can you turn that down? The speaker. Oh, yeah. All right, Tyrone, I'm going to do one more thing with you before I end with my last question. Okay. We're going to do a rapid fire.
Oh, man. Love it. Don't know none of the questions.
Nope. Okay. First one. Bernie Mac or Robin Harris?
Bernie Mac.
Yes.
Don't see. No, I'm joking. Yeah, if you say something, you don't trouble. Like.
Ryan Davis or Country Wayne?
Ryan Davis.
All day.
Rapid fire.
Adele Givens or some more?
Adele Givens.
Kendrick Lamar or Drake?
Drake.
What? Boo. Baby oil or lube?
Baby oil. Hey, yo, let me tell you something. I don't know what did he doing with his baby oil, but I had some sitting in my bathroom for years. I was never, you know, baby oil can expire.
Can it?
Hell yeah, it got an expiration date on it.
I did not know that.
I don't know. I stopped using it because my wife was like, it be messing up the bed sheets. I was like, oh, damn. So
baby oil's not good for that.
Yeah, I normally like put it in the bath water and stuff if I run her a nice warm hot bath with bubbles and shit. Yeah. But now I started putting it in my beard and I don't like it. Oh, I don't know what to use it for. If I'm not putting it on my skin, but I put it in my beard, and I don't think you're supposed to do that.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit smell funny. Oh.
Okay. Last two questions. What is the best advice you've ever received?
Damn. Oh, that's so good. I love advice. I'm just a sucker for some good advice, and I got all of them stored in my head. Ah, this is a good one. This is one that sticks with me for a long time. It ain't even advice. It's just like a, I don't know what to call it, but it's worry looks around, sorry looks back, but faith looks up. I love that. Because you don't want to look around. You don't want to be looking back. You just got to keep looking up, man. Yes. You have to understand why you looking the way you looking is because either you're worried, you're sorry, or you have tremendous faith. You know what I'm saying? But in the comedy space, I would say the greatest advice I ever received was to stay on the mic. That's it. That's all. I remember when I was a new comic, I asked the OG, I said, man, how can I get better? I want to be better so bad. I just want to be funny, man. Any advice? He said, stay on the mic. Just perform as many times as you possibly can. And that's how you'll get better. And that brother was absolutely right. His name is Imagine, a comedian out of New York, a Puerto Rican dude. Okay. Absolutely hilarious, man. Best advice I ever got.
That's dope. I like it. Last question. What advice would you give 15-year-old Tyrone?
Ooh. Whoo. 15-year-old Tyrone was kicked out of his mama house for talking back, acting like he was grown. My mother said, boy, get out my house. Go stay with your dad.
He got to go.
I went to go stay with my dad, and he died 2 years later.
Oh, my God.
So I was 17 years old without my mom or my dad. Oh, my mom was here physically, but yeah. Jesus. I can't tell him not to be cool, because I just always been that charismatic kid. But I would just say, yo, man, just take your studies seriously, man. Like, just buckle down, take your academics seriously, forget all the friends and all of being popular. Just be a nerd for real, man. Just be quiet, sit in front of every class, do all your work as hard as you possibly can, and see how far you could take your future, man, by just being a good-ass student. Because I was a terrible student. I was always wanted to be in the limelight, wanted to be cool, which I was, just hella popular. I was just afraid. We got this word back home called the offie. And people going to call you an offie anyway, no matter what. But you don't want to be no offie. That's like being a square or a lame or a sucker. You know what I'm saying? So I just always wanted to be cool and respected by my peers. But that shit don't mean nothing, bro. It don't mean shit. And you don't know that when you 15. You think that's all you got. You know what I'm saying? Like, to this day, I'll fight a motherfucker if he ever called me an offie in my face. shit still traumatizes me, man.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, definitely, he need to fucking get on his studies, man, and just be a bookworm, try to be a nerd and play sports, get better, work out, and see where it take you, bro.
Okay. Well, I really enjoyed you on the show. Thank you for
I wish I could stay here forever.
Being patient with our technical difficulties.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
It was amazing having you here. This is, you know what to do. Let the people know how to follow you, what you got coming up, what you need them to do.
I promise you, this is what you could do. Go to Google and type in Tyrone Burston, B-U-R-S-T-O-N. All my stuff going to pop up. But I am on any social media platform you could think of, man. TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, all that. I'm on everything. Just put my name in there. Or you could do Burston with Comedy. B-U-R-S-T-O-N is my last name. Burston with Comedy. That's fire. I got a website, burstonwithcomedy.com. You know what I'm saying? I had some questions for the Core Queen, but I'm going to save them.
What questions you got for me?
It just popped in my head because he gave me this drink in this red cup.
Ask me one. It better not be nothing crazy.
Oh, it's going to be absolutely insane.
And I'm going to plead the fifth.
You better not answer it either.
What is it?
As the core queen, you've been in fitness for 27 years. I just made that number up. Don't refute it. It's been longer than that.
Uh-huh.
Do you look down on fat people? That's fucked up. We don't fat shame people here. What I meant to say, do you look down on unfit people?
I don't look down on them.
Oh, shit.
I wish they saw the potential that they have.
Ooh.
Actually, a lot of times when I see big people, I actually feel sorry because the psychologist in me, because I have a master's degree in that, tells me that something's wrong. And it's more than just laziness. It's more than just lack of discipline. It's some of those things are just connected to other things deeply rooted. So no, I don't look down on people like that. I just wish they saw the potential they have.
And you wish you could help low key or
not all of them? No, I can help them, but not everybody's willing to accept help.
All right. My next question is not a question. It's a statement, comment. If you're ever introduced to come here to the Core Queen podcast, just know she's going to prep you for two questions and then 1,700 other questions you ain't going to be prepped for.
I ain't going to prep you for no question. You was the first person I ever gave a question to ahead of time.
I know that's right. See, I'm special.
But I ain't going to ask you nothing crazy.
That's true. Now, all the questions were except for that other one where you was talking about killing folks.
That wasn't a question. That was my response to a question.
No. But I enjoy being here. I'm going to come back next year whenever you'll have me. This is fire. I love
it. I want to do a joint panel with married men and married women.
We're being here yelling at each other and arguing. I don't know. Because
next
that.
Week I'm doing married women.
But you got some women to do it?
Mm-hmm.
That shit was like pulling teeth, wasn't it?
It was because it was last minute because the person I was supposed to have on the show dropped out last minute. So.
Okay. That's
so yeah, I got
fire.
Some women coming. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, me too. I'm definitely tuning in for that because I want to see women are just so intuitive and they speak well. They know themselves more than men. So fellas, man, definitely tune in for that women's
married
panel.
I like getting them out of the echo chamber and making them have real conversations.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's easy to have a conversation with people that agree with you.
That's so true.
Yeah.
That is so true. I can't wait.
And I like stirring the pot.
Yeah, you stirred that whatever we was here. Mm-hmm.
I love it. Yeah. Woo. But do you have any events coming up that you need people to come to?
December 19th. I'm ready. I'm always ready. 8 days from today, we back at Taylor Smoke, man. Now, last time I was here, I promoted it. Nobody came. I don't know where y'all live, but y'all need to drive from Virginia.
You know what?
Drive from D.C., Pennsylvania. Come down to Taylor Smoke in Concord, North Carolina, man. December 19th is going to be a good show. I'll be shocked if nobody ain't there, only because I got Dave Martin in the building. He did HBO back in the day, Bad Boys, a comedy. He's super funny. He's a Charlotte vet, born and raised here in Charlotte. So he'll have all his family and friends in the building. Is going to be a night to remember. I'm going to be hosting it. We got Mick Smith, not Nick, Mick M with a, like Mary, Mick. That's fun. I'm going to have fun with his name, Mick.
Mick Jagger.
Mickey Mouse. Mick the Nick the Quick. That's the feature. He's staying in Charlotte. I'm excited to see him perform. I don't think I've ever worked with him, but I'm going to be hosting. Probably won't have no guest spots for the comedians, but definitely come through. I might do something at the very end. Like a little open mic or whatever. But yeah, the show is December 19th. And just check out my website, man, burstingwithcomedy.com. Sign up for the VIP laugh list. You know what I'm saying? So you could stay up to date with all my shows. I send you an email and all that, let you know what's going on.
I should have came to that show.
What show? The one coming on the 19th? Yeah, so you stuck out like a sore. You ever hurt your thumb? That shit different. That shit fuck your whole head up. I got in so much trouble for just saying because
I was like, really, Tyrone?
Yo, I did not mean it like that.
I know.
My wife didn't care.
Man. I wouldn't have cared either. I would have got up and smacked the shit out you.
We went to Midnight Diner. She made me tell her she was the most beautiful person in the room 1,300 times back to back.
Good. She better had because I was like, oh my God.
I was
guy.
Just saying for the people who can't. Her and Kiara got on my ass.
Oh, yeah, they did.
I seen Kiara at her birthday show that Sunday, that following Sunday, and she still was talking about that
that shit.
Oh my god.
Well, yeah, this nigga called me ugly. Fuck him. Yo, y'all crazy, listen, man. But Didi, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for pulling up on me, man. I really needed it. And if you wasn't there, that show would have been terrible. You made the show. You were the show, for real. That's all I was trying to say, man.
It was fun. I had a good time.
Hell yeah. We laughed all night long.
Yeah. I would come Thursday, but I'll be in Atlanta filming, so I can't be there. It's not that big. It's a background role, which I'm appreciative of it.
I know, that's right.
All the Queen's Men.
My wife loved that show.
Yeah, I'll be in Eden in the strip club, so.
Oh, we got to. I got to watch it now, for real.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get some camera time.
You better.
I hope so. We'll see.
You can't. The camera going to catch you. You ain't going to catch the camera. How do you want it? It's going to be fire.
But yeah, y'all know who I am. I am Didi Leggett, a.k.a. the Core Queen. And y'all know what I do. I help individuals lose weight, get in amazing shape without starving themselves, spend hours a day in the gym. So if you're trying to unbig your back, if you need some help with that, I got you. I am your girl. Holla at me. Y'all can follow me on all social media platforms. You can Google me to The Core Queen. It is my name. I own it. It's trademarked. It's mine. Mm. Check me out every Wednesday, same time, same place, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time on YouTube. I need y'all to watch me on YouTube. So what y'all need to do? Go to YouTube, subscribe to the YouTube channel, hit the notification bell so you know every time we are live, every time I drop a video, you will know that it is there. Leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your people about the show. I need y'all to make sure y'all follow me on all platforms so you can see what I got coming up. I got a lot of stuff happening in 2025. If y'all think 2024 was crazy, oh watch my goodness. Now. 2025 about to be insane. I got so many things that I'm doing. But for my people in my hometown of Bristol, Pennsylvania, January 18th, I need y'all in the building. Y'all know what I do every January, my annual winter coat drive in honor of my grandmother, Evelyn Joyce Leggett, my nonprofit. We give away winter coats to the kids. We give them a free hot meal. We have games. They can win a TV. They can win a laptop. They can win gift cards. And we have a scholarship for the highest GPA.
Oh.
So if you have the highest GPA, make sure you get your report cards to me by January the 11th so you can win the $500 scholarship prize. Nice. In honor of my god sister who passed away, Courtney Nicole Norman. Y'all know we in the building every year in January. So come out. Have a good time. Bring the kids out and let's just enjoy each other. I will be back here on Wednesday with my Married Women's panel. So please tune in. It's going to be a great time. We're going to talk about some shit.
Men
okay?
got to do better. I don't want to watch it. I
appreciate every one of y'all in the comments, everybody watching, everybody who calls in. I appreciate y'all. And we will be back next week. We are out.